What's up, folks? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, y'all, sometimes it feels like everyone has it together in their love life. You know, whether they're married, dating, or single. I ain't got no kids. I ain't married. And it's stressful. My mom will order, she will call me and go, "So what's happening?" And I don't know, Mom. I don't know. I'm trying my best.
Yes, it is tough when the signs and everything around you is showing you like, oh, everybody has it together, and you may not feel like you got it together.
Yeah, man, it's tough. But BetterHelp has therapists who work on a strict code of conduct and are licensed in the U.S. And you can talk to them about anything. Your love life that's happening, love life that ain't working out, the love life that you want to have, they are there for you. Just sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. BetterHelp, your love life today. That was a good one. Like, bro, I wish Bray could hear that one. That was a good one.
Welcome to Black Men Can't Jump on Patreon.
Patreon City.
I don't normally do lines in this, but I think the last episode we did, or maybe two episodes ago, has inspired this. A return. Okay. You know what I mean? A return to the brat. It's a brat summer.
James. Okay. I like James. It.
Oh, of course you do.
I like that one.
Of course you do.
It is February 2nd.
It's a turn to the brat summer. Okay. Everybody get your brat dolls.
Are y'all going to do this? I'm leaving. Like, I'm telling y'all right now.
Okay, come on, Gerard. Don't be a brat.
No.
Gerard's mad. He's about to join the wrecking crew.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Y'all sorry, we don't do any of these. None of this is a game.
The Patreon is getting a peek behind the curtain, I guess.
If
right?
Is we, that what this is? If we recorded video, Gerard's dramatic exit from the...
yeah, he left the... he's Riverside. Gone. Did he leave the recording? I don't see him at all. Did he fully leave?
It would be so much more meaningful. Now... Listen, this is, and of course he's going to mess up Skylar's.
Yeah, come on, you can't just leave. He actually left.
I realize you can't dramatically leave and just come back as quick as I thought you could.
Well, the other thing about it is that nobody else, we had to inform the listener that you left, because otherwise they would just think.
They felt it, Bray. They knew. They knew. Now, they felt like, wow, this is a dramatic exit.
Now... you guys know who we are, but for the people listening on the teaser, this is a film review podcast. We review the films of leading Black actors or actors of color.
Damn right.
We talk about them in the context of race and diversity in Hollywood.
And Black History Month.
It is Black History Month. It is 2026.
Fight the power.
We've been doing this podcast for over 10 years.
No justice, no peace.
Wait, have we crossed into over 10 years now? I guess technically this has been our 10th year. So we're past, right?
We are past 10 years. Yeah. We're exactly.
Yeah.
We've done it for 10 and now we're 10 plus.
Yeah. Damn.
I don't like putting times on things, just so you know. So I don't know how long we've been doing it. We've just been doing it. So
I do. And it's over 10. Now, today we are reviewing The Wrecking Crew. As you might have caught from my clever transition.
I mean, it did work. It worked really well.
That Gerard loved so much, he accidentally left.
I didn't accidentally leave. I left with a passion. If this was on a flip phone, I would have slammed it and tossed it across the room.
Oh, before we talk about the movie, I just got reminded I saw... this trailer for a new Robert Pattinson and Zendaya movie.
coming out. Oh, the new Zendaya movie.
That movie, the drama, the A24 one?
That's right. The drama, A24. It's like, yeah, it's like this relationship.
Mamadou's in it?
Yeah, Mamadou.
Okay, Mamadou, yeah. At the black man in the movie.
Corked?
Black man in there with Zinzin? Zay Zay? Come on now. Come
yeah.
On. Did you say Zinzin?
I know, I'm in Zay Zay. I'm in Zay Zay.
They had this like fun premise of Zendaya, you know, during this discussion of what's the worst thing you ever done, says something. We don't know what it is, but it's so bad. It starts to like turn the relationship and there's drama that is happening because
why
of it.
Why would you play that game? Why would you play that game?
I agree. I don't know if I would ever play that game.
No. You gotta,
like, why would I ever play that game? No.
You got to put it out there. You got to put it out there.
I don't play truth and dare. I do dare every time. I don't do truth. Never do truth.
Yeah.
So you just like to be in a relationship of lies?
No, you tell the partner. I don't need to tell the partner in another couple. You already, when you on a double date, you competing with the other couple off break. Okay, now... Okay. You ain't gonna judge Zay Zay like this.
Look, all I know is Zendaya, the last time I saw her in the theater was Challengers. That movie was amazing. And now her teamed up with Robert Pattinson, who's like a critical darling. You know, it feels like this is a movie that's definitely gonna be talked about, a movie you definitely wanna see when it comes out. I think it comes out April 3rd. And you can, you know, watch the trailer now. Like, it's a really cool trailer.
I wanna know what she did. That's my thing. What she
did? I need to know what she did. I need to know.
What she do? Also, at the end of the trailer, can I say one thing? At the end of the trailer, she holds up a knife to Robert Pattinson, and it's supposed to be scary. And my heart goes, "Ooh, that's hot." Is that bad? Am I toxic? Am I toxic?
A little bit.
I was like,
"Yeah, I feel like." Well, I don't know what she did, but I feel like she would have said what she did, and you would have been like, "Okay."
I'd be like, "Hey, hey."
I feel like you would have been into it. I feel like you wouldn't have had the same drama.
Like, you know
as
what?
This.
I'd have been like, "Zay Zay, same." That's how I say it.
All right.
Same.
We're definitely going to see the drama in theaters April 3rd. That's for sure. This is a buddy cop action comedy starring Dave Bautista and Jason Momoa.
Yes.
Or Drax and Aquaman / Lobo.
That's Lobo's.
Why he was Aquaman makes no sense.
It's so funny to me how soon he is another major character.
You heard he said the moment James Gunn got it, he texted him. Like he was like, "Lobo, baby." Which, why?
And Aquaman had not come out yet. Aquaman 2 had not come out yet. And he was like, "Great, let's do."
He knew the right was on the wall. Was
done. That's so sad. I liked that first one.
I feel like the first Aquaman did really well. People really liked that.
It did. That second one, boy. Ooh, my lord.
Yeah, but I mean, DC went off the rails as a whole. So, you know.
Yeah.
But we're not here to talk about DC. We're here to talk about The Wrecking Crew, which is a movie that is streaming on Amazon Prime right now, if you'd like to watch it. This film, let's see. Well, what do we got here on Rotten Tomatoes? What do you guys think the Rotten Tomatoes score of this movie is?
74.
Okay, I was going to say 68. That's what I was going
to
say.
Holy crap.
I almost didn't say it. But
wait, Gerard, did you know it?
What is it?
It's 75.
Is it 74?
It's 75.
Oh, wow.
No, you were one percentage off.
I genuinely didn't.
And by Price is Right rules, you win.
Damn.
Popcorn meter is 69%.
69. So if we was doing it off of audience, then I got that one.
Then you got it.
I got the audience, you know.
Wait, yeah.
Okay. Also, by the same exact percentage, each of us was.
I know, right?
Which we almost guessed the exact tomato meters. That's wild.
This movie. What else to say about it? Yeah, I don't know. Director Angel Manuel Soto. He's also
that was
directed.
Lilo, right? Little Lilo was in that.
What
from Lilo and Stitch from the live action Lilo and Stitch? That was her, right?
Oh,
was that
wait,
Lilo?
Where?
Yeah, she was in it. She's in a quick scene at the table. It's like a kid.
Yeah,
it's like,
the little girl.
Oh my God, yes. How did you catch that?
She was barely
in the movie.
Yeah, it was actually her second scene that I recognized her, though. I didn't recognize her.
Oh, I only noticed her in one.
She's in like three scenes.
But you know that movie made over $1 billion, right?
Yep.
Over $1 billion.
Yeah, it made a bunch of money.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
It did. It was one of the biggest.
Yeah, it was like one of the biggest grossing films of 2025.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, $1.038 billion.
Jeez.
On a $100 million budget.
It's so interesting because that guy got that movie from only directing one movie prior. Honestly, that movie was beautiful. It was Marcel Duchamp.
Which guy?
I still never saw it.
The director of Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay.
It was.
I was like, the director of this movie directed Blue Beetle.
I liked Blue Beetle.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think we liked it. It was okay. We had seen it before, but like, we've seen everything by now. You know?
That was almost what I liked about Blue Beetle. It was like, oh, you're doing like a... we already talked about Blue Beetle. We can't talk about it again.
Yeah. Yeah, we're here to talk about The Wrecking Crew. And I'm trying to think. Anything else to say before we get into initial... Because like, that's our cue to transition from the teaser to this. Is there anything else we could tease about this movie before we...
This feels like a throwback to action movies of yesteryear.
Yes.
How about that?
1,000%.
Like, if you ever seen movies like Tango and Cash, like, I feel like that's what this feels like, a movie that if you were a dad in the 90s, you would have went to the theaters and been front row with your popcorn. Right. Like, that's what this movie feels like.
Yes.
I like that. I like
100%.
Jonathan Braylock.
James III.
Jerome Milligan. Kill it.
What more can I say? You know what it is.
Black men can jump.
Black actors, man.
Black actors. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.